Here with me in this interview, I have Mary Hartney, who is president of the Florida Fertilizer and Agrochemical Association. Mary, thanks for having me down here to this gorgeous place.
Chuck, it's always a pleasure to welcome folks down to Florida. Come on back.
Hey, well, I was born and raised in Sarasota, so I'm a Florida boy who loves seeing palm trees that's out in Missouri right now. I'll be back someday. Well, we want to learn a little bit about FFAA. And first of all, it used to be known under a different name, right?
That's right. It was originally founded in 1932 in Winter Haven and was known as the Florida Agricultural Research Institute. And it focused, obviously, on research and attempting to identify those things that are science-based, factual, research-proven, and not just snake oil.
Why the name change, and what has that meant, a change at all in direction?
Yes, we became more public policy oriented back in 1985, changed our name to the Florida Fertilizer and Agrochemical Association, and today we represent Florida fertilizer, pesticide manufacturers, dealers, and distributors, as well as those involved in agricultural biotech. And we also are working a little bit more closely with our allies in the urban turf issues. So we cover the gamut of Florida landscapes.
Tell me about this conference and what kinds of issues the members are dealing with here.
This is our annual conference. It is when we do the membership business for the association, the election of directors and officers for the coming year, and we try and deal with the hot issues. This year our theme is Florida trends, so we're dealing with water quality issues. We're looking at Everglades restoration. We'll be working with pesticide stewardship programs and nutrient use issues.
Great. Anything that you would like people outside of Florida to know about the work you're doing and the organization?
In Florida, we think we're probably 3 years behind the regulatory trend of California. So we see things more regulatory driven. We see a greater emphasis being placed on proper stewardship of materials, whether it's a pesticide or ammonium nitrate. And the diversity of issues here are probably unmatched anywhere else in the nation. And I'd venture to say that I'll put the FFAA members up there as the best in the nation.
Good point. Well, thank you very much for spending a couple minutes talking with me about the organization, and I look forward to my presentation to your lunch here and just maybe getting out in the sunshine a little bit before I have to head on up the road. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.